The Better on Draft podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, and Ken.
On Draft Podcast. My name is Ken. We are here in Ferndale, Michigan. Oh, I love how you waited just to do that for a second.
And the thing is, that's the second time.
Yes, this is our second try tonight. We had a little technical difficulties, but we are all here. We are all having fun.
I blame Jess.
We'll go in a different order. Tara, how you
doing?
Don't
blame Jess. I'm doing well.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
You have a beer this time?
I have a beer.
Not water.
Time.
For take two,
all right.
She's got a beer.
Yeah. I'm
she's slowly learning. She's slowly understanding. Dan, what's going on over there?
What's going on, buddy?
Did you turn your phone off this time?
Nah, that wasn't me on the dry run, the trial, the rehearsal
take,
we were doing.
Take one.
Yeah. During sound, our live rehearsal.
That sound is lost forever. We will never have to know whose phone was that. But I'm just going to blame it on you. Nick, how you doing?
All right. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to ask you again what kind of beer you opened.
That one that I just opened was an Ice House, but the one I had before the take two started.
He's double fisting.
It's a PBR, so I guess I am double fisting right now. So
had to get that crack on the...
I did. I wanted that to
be... Moment.
Yeah, I had to put that on the show.
Zach from Urban Rest Brewing, you are here. Welcome. How you doing?
Good. Doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. So it's going to feel a lot like deja vu as we start to interview you a little bit again. What are you drinking? How about we start off with a different question?
So I'm drinking Ninja Chicken, pale ale from my hometown boys, Falling Down Beer
from
Company.
From your hometown boys.
Hometown.
Yeah.
The hometown of Warren.
Correct.
The mean streets of 10 Mile.
Yes.
So,
you're lame for saying that.
The mean streets of 10 Mile. You got that racetrack right there. It can't be too bad.
You know, I live the most south out of all. I'm the only one that lives in Detroit, so I live on the mean streets. Of,
no, you're not.
I live
in
Detroit.
I forgot. You're in Midtown, though. That's not.
Okay.
That's like faux Detroit.
If we really want to go there, remember the guy that lived
hipster.
In Highland Park. So while you guys want to pretend being all cool where you live, remember where the real people have lived. So,
the real
white guy in Highland Park. Let's think about that for a second.
How was that, Dan?
Apparently, Dan worked in Highland Park. Oh, I loved it. Are you kidding me? It was great.
Well, you worked. Was Budco in Highland Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I lived there.
I didn't know you lived there back then, but I don't. Yeah. I just remember at that time and age, you leaving me to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, right before we were having keg parties with people getting in fist fights in the neighbor's yard, I was in Highland Park right up to that point. So,
where do we have keg parties?
Remember out in East Point where Jay and Mike were beating the crap out of me?
That's
why I've never had another one.
People that we don't know. Well, I know.
Those were
no, but no one out there in listening land, no.
Yeah.
So, Zach, you have a brewery.
Yes.
You do? Oh, all right.
You're opening up a brewery soon.
Yeah, I'm a co-owner of Urban Rest Brewing Company out of Ferndale, Michigan.
And what did it used to be called?
It used to be called Neighborhood Brewing Company.
Neighborhood Brewing Company.
Yep, we went to file for our trademark, and someone else was in the process of filing for it, and so we just opted to change the name.
No reason to fight when there's 1,000 other names you could probably choose?
Were
you really, really, like, did you really want Neighborhood Brewing Company?
No, yeah, I mean, at the time, yeah, obviously we were psyched on it. But as we dug a little bit deeper to find Urban Rest, the area of the town we're in historically used to be called Urban Rest. Ferndale was split into two different communities. It was Ferndale and it was Urban Rest. And so where our brewery is now is where historical Urban Rest once stood. So we think that lends itself to our vibe.
How's the city of Ferndale treating you?
Amazing. They're the absolute best municipality that we've worked with so far. We've worked with many. They've been very open with us and willing to accommodate, and they're great, absolutely great.
What about your neighbors? Are you getting any feedback from the community or feedback from other potential, not to name them, but other people?
Nothing but positive things from other people, to be quite honest. You know, the community is really embracing our concept, embracing what we're trying to do. They think there's room for it, and there's been nothing but positivity.
Yeah, Ferndale is still, like, being a very, very prominent downtown area in Metro Detroit, it's still growing because you're getting a lot more people. That's why, you know, bars are opening, restaurants are opening. It's becoming, even though it feels like it's flooded because it's such a small little area, that little corner of 9 and Woodward, but there's still so many things to do and enough people there to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, really accessible city, obviously, right at the intersection of 696 and 75, really. So the amount of traffic that passes through that area every single day. I mean, they got to stop in Royal Oak and Ferndale and, you know, the surrounding community. So it's all good.
So what is going to be your mainstay beer? Like, what is the beer that's going to be your baby, the one that everyone comes to drink?
Saison.
Saison, okay.
Yes. Yeah, we are a yeast-driven brewery, Belgian-focused. We're starting off with open fermenters, and those open fermenters lend themselves to the character of yeast-driven beer, so Saison specifically.
Anything special with the Saison, or is it just going to be, you know, your take on a Saison?
It will not only be our take on a Saison, but we'll do many different variants as well. So okay. We have a dark Saison, we have a spring Saison, a little more hop forward. We've got a fall, you know, kind of a spiced. We'll do many takes on a traditional, so to speak, Saison.
So what other, like, are you going to be doing just beer, or are you going to be doing other types of drinks?
We're going to be doing drinks. Kombucha as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Fermented tea.
So during our dry one, we asked a question. And
I'm looking forward to getting drunk on tea. Be like, hey, what'd you do? Oh, I got drunk on tea. Like,
you'd have to drink a lot.
Wonder what that hangover would be like.
Yeah, I was going to say, kombucha doesn't have a high ABV in regards to at least the ones that I've seen, which is from Unity Brewing. So you're definitely not going to be drinking it to get drunk. You're going to be drinking it for the flavor, which I think a lot of people, the reasons why a lot of us drink, you know, craft beer and, you know, Belgian strongs, you're not as much as we do drink beer as if every beer is a session beer.
Well, I thought everyone drinks Ice House for the taste.
ha ha ha.
No?
No. I mean, Nick, how does it taste?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Well, you gotta rate it on Untappd. What's the grading? Is it like a 32 out of 44?
Oh, no, we're not going down that road. We're not doing that.
Does it taste better the more you drink?
Tastes like ice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tastes like houses. Do you know what a house tastes like?
A cold house, though. A house in the winter. Not in the summer, but in the winter.
Chicken that tastes like wood. So I was listening to Rapper's Delight on my way to the studio.
What?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Nick does enjoy his backspin on XM
on
radio.
Sirius XM.
That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to be making kombucha. What about food? Are you guys going to have food there?
We're going to start off with food trucks. So we'll have food trucks the days that we are open. We'll have access to food that way. So we don't want to produce our own food right away because of the added elements associated with that. So we're partnered up with some local food trucks.
All right. What about you, though? You personally, what's your favorite style of beer or favorite beers?
My favorite styles of beer are... as stated, I mean, I really love Belgian-style beers. I really love Saison. I find myself drinking beers more suited to the food that I'm drinking and the experience that I'm having, so to speak. And so varies, you know, quite a bit. But
what would an experience take for you to drink Bud Light? What kind of experience?
Have you ever seen those commercials? You know, the Bud Light experience? It would have to be something like that. Yeah.
Like real life,
like that Bud Light here. City,
you
yes,
know,
or whatever.
I would be like on a float, life. Like carried through. Like it would have to be serious. They'd have to pay me as well.
I would be down for Bud Light to play real life Pac-Man. That would just be fun. Or the
and
giant.
Then pour the beer on the ground. There you go.
I don't mind a Bud Light every in a while.
Oh, Lord.
I prefer Miller Lite out of the light beer categories. Dan, do you want to barge in?
Waiting for feedback then?
Yeah.
No, you're waiting
obviously
for the insult.
You had the feedback for the Bud Light.
No, it's all right. I like Miller Lite.
You like King Cobra. You really can't
I love
judge.
King Cobra, yeah.
Who doesn't like
King Cobra?
A lot of people don't like King Cobra.
A lot of people haven't tried it. That's the only problem. Yeah.
Don't try it until you...
Maybe we should start a trend where, like, you know, how Mike's on Happy Hour does the Merlot or whatever. We could have King Cobra for our guests to drink while they're here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is that a good idea?
I think it is. I don't know. Okay. Like, here's a nice King Cobra.
I'm glad
Cobra
we're not starting this time.
Sure. Yeah. That's a nice room temperature King Cobra 40 for you.
No, we'll just keep it like we'll keep it in the freezer, extra cold.
Ice floating on
it. It's probably the only way you could stomach it, but you couldn't even slam it because it's so cold. Oh,
we're going to play like Edward 40 Hands with our guests.
You can't leave until you finish your beers.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Let me know when you're doing that so I am
She
sick.
Just won't be so here. Yeah, she just won't be here.
She doesn't want to be associated with us. So you like the strong ales. Any locals that you like? For me, like obviously I've had Fourth Dementia from Kunin, which I like, and I think they're releasing their barrel-aged Fourth Dementia tomorrow for their solstice. Are you excited for that? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kunin and Dragon Mead, but specifically Kunin, those guys have been really fundamental in my passion for beer. I grew up 2 miles down the road. I went there when I was 21 and had my first, Fourth Dementia back when they had it on draft at some point.
They used to bottle that. Like publicly, you could purchase it at like a 7-Eleven. Well, not a 7-Eleven, maybe at a local beer store. Because they bottle it now, but you can't get it at any store. Mm-hmm. They don't distribute beer anymore. But I definitely recall, because I remember one day, I don't remember how I remember, but it was the year that Matt Stafford got drafted. And I remember I started drinking, because this was back when...
It was after the 0-16 season.
Yeah. So this was back when the draft, like, was a two-day draft, and you had a bunch of draft picks on the first day, and then Sunday was, like, rounds 5, 6, and 7. And I remember finishing 3 bottles of Fourth Dementia and a growler of Final Absolution.
Oh, Lord. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I would be dead. For sure.
I remember passing out, waking up at 4 a.m. My friends are still up. I look around and I'm like, oh, it's probably not that late if they're still up.
Oh, Lord.
Feeling a little bit better. And then I look and it's like 4 a.m. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go home and go to bed now.
Nice.
After sleeping for the last like 6 or 7 hours. I don't know if it's considered sleep when it was a alcohol-induced
I think
nap.
It's called passing out.
Yeah. I definitely remember those days. I don't have them anymore just because, it's not fun. Not fun. I definitely do not like the old days of drinking and drinking to get drunk. Those, I could drink 20 cans of Miller Lite without any issue. I
mean, finding you passed out with 30 cans scattered around.
Oh, that was Chicago. Throwing a room party while you guys are downtown Chicago. And
good times.
I'm taking up the entire bed, and so nobody can sleep there. So you guys are all like, oh, what are we going to do at 5 in the morning?
It's a good thing I was not there for that.
Oh, you missed good times.
I'm sure I did.
So, obviously, Dragon Mean and Kunin, I don't – for a lot of the negativity you see in the beer community, for some of the other local breweries, Dragon Mean and Kunin usually are, like, on point in regards to, like, a lot of shared love from a lot of people. There's no real negatives I've heard about them except for maybe Dragon Mead because it gets too packed all the time and it's hard to find a seat. But the beer itself, I mean, both of them always have, 20 to 30 beers on tap. So there's really always something for you to try that you've never had before. Dan, Nick, what about you guys? Do you guys feel that way about Dragon Mead Kunin? Any other breweries around the area that you feel that way?
Not a big fan about Kunin just because of the way the people that work there are. They're kind of annoying and act like they're too good sometimes. It's just my personal experience
there. I can kind of see that the few times that I've been there.
Dragon Mead I love. They always have a nice hand pull so I can go get some like English ale or something. Can't complain about that.
I can understand Kunin because I don't like auto gratuity in any type of restaurant. Oh. So when you have a lot of people and they refuse to split the check.
Oh.
So I'm like, but no, I've really never had an issue in regards to when I've gone to Kunin or Dragon Mead for customer service. I've definitely had those condescending employees at other breweries.
Oh yeah, you'll see that in some places.
But not really too much in regards to Kunin and Dragon Mead. Zach over there, what do you like any other breweries around the area that aren't your stomping grounds? Maybe just the state of Michigan?
I mean, really, Bell's has been the brewery that got me into fully into craft beer. I went to school out at Western, and at the time I was a screen printer, and we were screen printing for Bell's and Founders and New Holland and whatnot. And so started to get some exposure to some of these brands, and You know, I mean, we had, you know, Oberon kegs at parties out at Western and two-hearted kegs. And I'm like, you know, two-hearted on draft at a party? Like, this blew my mind. You know, it blew my mind. So it's – I mean, two-hearted is, for me, the beer that changed it all.
How was it using Kickstarter?
Kickstarter was an incredible experience. To connect with the community and to have the level of support that we got – we could not have imagined that that would have been as successful as it was. So it was absolutely incredible. I encourage people to
– I mean $30,000 in about a month, that's pretty extraordinary.
Didn't we talk about this, Ken? We were a little too early in the development of this.
Did we? Was that the same Kickstarter where you can name your own beer?
Yes.
Oh, man. We missed the mark on that.
We did. Yes, we did.
We were going to request a betterondraft.com brown ale.
Well, maybe we can still work that out.
Yeah, all right. All right. All right.
Well, now, we'll pull together some of our money and see what we can do in regards to getting that from you guys.
Now, when Urban Rest opens sometime next year, we talked earlier before the show started. You know, we're not putting a date on there just yet. Growlers, you're going to have all that as well? You're going to have that there?
Absolutely, yep. We will do pretty much zero distribution to start. Mm. We will employ some self-distribution at some local accounts, but in order for people to get our product, they're going to have to come to our place.
Yep.
I think that's important in order for people to know what we're all about. We want them to see the manner in which we're producing our beer and, you know, kind of feel the vibe of what we've got going on. So absolutely we'll have growlers available.
Oh, very good. I was looking at the Kickstarter. You guys got some pretty cool growlers. I'm being a sucker for growlers.
So. A sucker for growlers.
I am, man. You should see the collection I got building at my house right now.
Yeah. I mean, we the growlers we chose, the flip-top growlers specifically, just a little bit different than some of the other breweries that are out there. Mainly it's for oxygen pickup. You know, we do not want, a beer to be released that we produced that's going to pick up oxygen through that cap. So, mm-hmm. You know, having that flip top gives us a little more assurance so we can have the quality that we want when people pour it.
So if I brought in an old OE 64-ounce bottle, which these guys are too young to remember, would you fill it for me?
An OE 64, I would probably do that just because it's an old OE, because you still have an OE 64 bottle. But no, I don't think legally we're supposed to do that. But, you know, we will fill other people's growlers, but we encourage people to purchase the ones we have. We're going to have an accessible price on them because we want the integrity of our product to
awesome.
Be upheld.
Yep.
I think that's the one thing with those flip-top growlers is they're usually a lot more pricier than your standard growlers. But do they create a longer lasting beer in regards to growlers? Like if I keep it in the refrigerator, it'll last longer than your typical, you know, 1 week, I guess, before you open it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know what the stats are in comparison to just a regular screw on cap. But, you know, I imagine it's twice the shelf life.
See, Grolsch knows what they're doing.
They do.
Except they still have the green
that's
bottles.
That's true. They
so
do. So maybe they know they're Dutch. Give them
easier.
A break. They don't know their beer.
Or do they not have sun in
not really. I can tell you just from experience. Not really.
So you're going to be growling beers, obviously. Are you going to be crowling?
No. We're no plans to do a crowler. Although I used to work actually for the company Oscar Blues, who spearheaded the crowler movement, and I think it's a great product. But we won't have a crowler.
So speaking of Oscar Blues, what's your opinion on Oscar Blues not taking the $1 billion buyout from Constellation?
You know, I think it's a great move. Dale Kateches, who's the owner of Oscar Blues, has been dead set on remaining independent, and his move in purchasing Perrin and taking on some private equity money in order to do so, it's my understanding that they have some plans of purchasing some other places throughout the United States as well, and they've got some satellite locations too. And so I like the ferocious intent to remain independent. Dale is not a guy, from my experience, that's in it for the money. He's in it to, you know, do it the way he wants to do it, and I respect that.
So then what about Ballast Point?
You know, I think it's a sign of maturity for the industry. Craft beer is here. You know, when you get people getting bought out for $1 billion. I mean, it's worth something. You know, I mean, the coming from the distribution side, there was a battle at retail for many years, and there still is on shelf space. You know, and Bud and Miller, I mean, they command most of the shelf sets throughout the entire United States. And so, you know, for them to acquire brands and beginning to more aggressively acquire brands, I mean, it's just a positive sign for the industry. You know, we're here and we're not going anywhere. And we're getting paid $1 billion to do it. Yep.
Well, what's interesting, I had never had a ballast – well, excuse me. I had one ballast point. I had a Victory at Sea earlier this year before I made it to Michigan. And a lot of their beers are really on point. And it's for a beer that's as produced massively as theirs is, in comparison to like others like your Dark Horse or your Shorts or something like that, their beers are really, really good. And I don't think we had too many that we didn't like. And I think that's what speaks sounds in regards to why.
Out of the ones that have come here so far. I
think that's what speaks as to why they were worth $1 billion. And obviously with Constellation's giant amount of accounts between Modelo, Corona, and a few other major breweries, it's definitely a smart move on their end. And, you know, for us, we look at it. And we look at beer. I don't know how many of the podcasts you had listened to previously, but we look at beer, one, as a business, because it is a business, whether you – no matter how you spin it, it is a business. But like what you like. Enjoy what you enjoy. It doesn't matter who owns it as long as you like it. And I think that's one thing that, you know, as much as we're ragging on Nick over here with this PBR and Ice House.
Scream.
How's that Ice House doing?
I don't think
I had the one sip.
I don't think I've ever had Ice House before.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. Wow. I was hoping maybe he might have brought Game Day, because remember Game Day from 7-Eleven?
Oh, man. That Great America stuff they have now in the mason jar. I meant to grab some of that. We'll get that next week. That's going to be a Christmas date.
Yeah, I think Christmas we're just going to have a bunch of friends and stuff in here and just completely get use Uber.
S-faced.
Completely use Uber.
Yeah, S-face. Uber.
Yeah, that's definitely. So, anyway, I really don't have any other questions in regards to the brewery. Is there anything you want to mention, anything you want to promote for the brewery itself? Are you guys still collecting funds through Kickstarter? Are you?
No, the Kickstarter was a 30-day all-or-nothing campaign. And so while we will still offer Mug Club memberships and things like that, we won't offer that to the public until we're open. We're planning on opening late spring, early summer 2016. We're in the fundamental stages of building out our place and expecting a license here pretty soon. So as soon as we get all that wrapped up, we'll have some more information to release to the public on specific dates.
Where are you guys looking to have your place at?
Our facility is at Woodward Heights, a couple blocks west of Hilton. So there's a large 60,000-foot space there. And we're running 5,000 square feet of the space. And actually, our landlord is building out the space with a distillery. There's currently some metal workers and woodworkers in the space. There's a yoga studio and a karate studio going in there.
So you're
going
to be doing some yoga and brews?
Absolutely.
That's been going on.
Yes. Yoga.
I'll be in Down Dog.
I still can't believe it.
You drink and then go do the yoga.
I think you're supposed to do the yoga and then
yoga while doing the drinking the beer, you know. This do both at the same time.
You can trademark that.
This is the
it's becoming a thing.
Downward dog shotgun. You're going to get into the position. Slam a key into
I'll be coming around with a key while you guys are in position.
Child's pose or whatever.
That sounds so stressful.
I haven't done too much yoga or stretching for that matter in life. So I don't know too much. I just know the downward dog because, I don't know, TV.
Come on, DDP's done. DDP yoga, man.
You got to do the, what's it, touchdown. I remember that from DDP yoga.
Touchdown.
You go all the way into touchdown.
Diamond Dallas Page, baby.
Well, what do you call it? It's supposed to be like extreme stretching because it's supposed to be like there's a word that he uses, but like, you know, stretching out your fingers and like trying to get as much strain on your body while you're stretching as opposed to.
Well, if it was good enough to, you know, get Jake Roberts, you know.
Well, if you look at there's that video of the one guy who was a paratrooper who pretty much was paralyzed because of all the jumps that he did.
Yeah.
And he began he was walking with the helps of walking crutches, like, you know, walking sticks, and he was able to he was never able to walk anymore on his own, and now he can run, he can do a bunch of things just because he was able to do DDP yoga. And if you watch the video, it's so sad because you can watch him doing DDP yoga and you see one point he's about to fall and you want to like jump through the screen to help him and you can't, and he just goes boom right onto the ground. You're like,
gosh,
oh, that's gotta hurt. Ugh,
that's terrible.
Oh, that's DDP yoga. But I mean, it's worked for some people. When he did like Scott Hall and Jake Roberts, though, that was a little bit more accountable in regards to the fact of getting him off of drugs.
Yeah, I mean,
that was 95% of the battle with that.
Yeah, Jake Roberts in Beyond the Mat, that documentary. That was bad. That was terrible.
I don't know if you're a wrestling fan or if we're talking like.
Not completely over my head, but yeah, maybe the decade dated on wrestling, but you know.
Well, you know who Jake Roberts is,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Who DDP, Scott Hall,
all those guys, yeah.
So we're not talking too far over your head for that matter.
No, just throwing me back a little bit.
The good old days, you're going to go throw on your NWO shirt and throw up the Wolfpack sign.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh, too sweet.
There he goes. This is Jump the Ship. This is the Top Rope Review here at... Oh, no. Podcast.
I'll see you guys later. Dan, I'm just going to jump out that window and leave.
And you too.
I'll be right behind you. Sorry.
So there's definitely been a very, very slow beer news day, but I want to kind of bring up something in regards to a little bit of what we talked about last week in regards to free market economics as well as beer pricing. Now, for you, do you go out and try as much beer as possible, or do you try Zach? you can't really see. Do you try to get as much beer as possible, or are you you kind of stick to what you know? Or
no, I mean, when I'm out in the market, I'm specifically looking at what other people are producing. I mean, that's part of what I love about craft beer is the constant amount of innovation and new flavors that are out there, and really helps me to hone in, you know, not only what I'm into, but what I want to brew and what the market's enjoying. And so I'm always trying new stuff.
Well, that's definitely what we always suggest. And it's always hard to try new stuff, especially because buying beers is always an investment. You're investing, you're gambling almost, whether you like it or not. And sometimes, you know, beer for a price, you have a limit in regards to what you're going to spend. And we've discussed on the show, you know, ABV versus price, you know, craft versus domestic, rarity, all these other different things that bring us into what we decide to buy a beer. And I'm going to tell a little anecdote over the air. So I got banned from a Facebook group. And obviously, I want to take Dan's suggestion and getting the hell off of social media.
It's a waste of time. What are you doing?
So, well, promoting the show, one. Obviously,
that's not a good job.
Yeah, because I got banned.
That's how not to do it.
That's true. But the fact of the matter is that what had happened was a guy bought a case of KBS and tried to sell it for a lot more than what it's worth. But the fact of the matter is that people don't understand that you can say no. Like, you don't have to buy this beer. You know, like, hey, Dan, do you want to buy...
Soviet Russia. I don't have to take this.
Do you want to buy this phone? It's $750.
Well, obviously, we're in Soviet Russia, so I have to, apparently, because you just told me I have to.
That's the thing, though, is that, you know, people are talking about price gouging and stuff, but in the end, you have the right to refuse. You have the right to say no. So how is it price gouging when you can choose not to do it? It's not like, you know, hey, I have this roof that collapsed. I bought it, you know, paid a guy. His estimate was $1,000, but then it turned out to be, you know, $5,500 to fix my roof. That's price gouging.
Well,
that's,
didn't you tell me about a $50 bottle of something?
$50 bottle of BCBS, yeah. Bourbon County.
Well, just don't buy it. I mean, okay.
Exactly.
They can price it like that all day.
A $10 bottle of beer that they're trying to charge $50.
Yeah. Okay.
If someone values that because you created the demand shortage because you
five bottles.
Yeah, you went to everywhere and bought every single one that you could. So now, you know, you're complaining because you can't find it for $12 anymore.
Yep.
Whereas we're complaining because we couldn't find it because you were there on Black Friday, whereas everybody else had to work.
You were standing in Vega Market back, like, lined up by the coolers waiting for the truck. Yeah, okay.
Have you ever waited in line for a beer?
Not this again.
No.
No.
No. Never in my life.
I have a few times.
I mean, it's a...
Tara's mad.
I don't know.
I'm not mad.
To me, I don't like the idea of putting the beer on a pedestal. I mean, it's a poor man's luxury, if you will, and if you got $20, you can get some of the best beer in the world. Yep. And to be quite honest, if I have to wait for it,
not worth your time.
I don't
like
need
the 6
it. Not that
line.
It's not that it's not worth my time, but you know, there's access to enough wonderful beer out in the market that you know, I try not to let the hype rule my decision. And it's like, I don't have to get a bottle of Bourbon County Stout this year. Like, I don't have to chase it down just because maybe I don't feel like it, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay to chase it down too, because obviously, I mean, it gives me a job, you know what I mean? It gives us all the opportunity of, you know, talking about beer, but that's not what I'm into.
Yeah, like for me, like I waited in line twice, both at Kunin actually. One was for their Cherry Oat Brune, which is delicious, so I will do that again. But it was also a bottle share. Like, I was there with like 10 other people, and we were all trying different beers. So it was
actually, they're pretty mad about that, actually. If you've heard from Kunin, like, I'm not a big fan, they're telling you, you get seen with a bottle from anything not from there, you're going to be banned for life because you're caught, like, putting their license at risk because of the last thing. So, yeah. Yeah. Enjoy trying to put them out of business while you're doing that.
Don't look at me. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't in my cooler.
And now they're pretty adamant about if you're there like tomorrow or tonight doing that, you're never coming back there.
Huh.
That's actually – I read that about them the other day. They're like, don't do it.
It's so weird because if you look at the pictures from 4 Elf Day at Dark Horse, and they were all like – everybody's drinking in line and everybody's
they have party. A different type of license. That was their whole thing. It could cost them the license.
That might be true. I don't know what their license are in regards to being a brew pub versus distribution, because I don't know what their distribution, since they don't distribute outside of their brewery, what type of license they have. But they also have, you know, the winery license in regards to making wine. I don't know if meads require a different license at all as well, but I mean, it's so weird because they do bottle shares inside with homebrewers. Like, homebrewers bring in their own beer and have Brewers Guild meetings inside of the brewery. So I'm curious. Obviously, I don't know the laws. That
might be something. With their outside thing tomorrow, you get caught with a bottle. Goodbye.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? If you get caught with that, that's your fault.
Yeah.
The fact that is, if they went up to me and said, "Hey, don't do that." Okay, this is your business. Of course, I'm not going to do it. It's pretty simple in regards to the rules.
Oh, yeah. But people need to respect that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting someone's license in. Like, you know the process going through that. I know someone's gone through getting a bar license before. It's not easy.
No.
Michigan's
and
not
I think,
fun.
I think, what, especially with Kunin, I think what they probably do is they probably go online and be like, hey, put that away. And then if they have to come and tell you, hey, put that away again, they're going to be like, get the hell out of here. We don't want you anymore.
Yep.
Because you know what? No matter how many times they kick you out, they're still going to be a very reputable and very money-making brewery out there.
Yep.
Just because that's what they put years into that business.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
Oh, yeah. I can't even think of a time before I was drinking. That, mind you, I never really hung out at Mound in Chicago.
Nobody does.
easy. Right?
Is that your neighborhood? Is
well,
that
you
where you're from?
2 miles away from there.
Yeah,
if
a little
you remember
farther
that
south,
story.
Yeah.
Jeez, okay, Dan, pay attention to the story.
Well, Warren's pretty big.
It is.
Talking about 10 miles. Like, oh, I have to figure you were down from there. So,
well, two south miles Warren. Away from Chicago.
South Warren, that's where you hang out.
South. Other side of 696, I wouldn't. No.
I'm thinking. I think south like of 10 Mile. That's South Warren. No, am I wrong?
I always thought it was south of 696. Was
that Centerline? I don't even know.
It is.
Know.
Yeah. Centerline is at 696, but it's basically in the middle of Warren. But yeah, I guess I don't know.
No one goes there. It really doesn't matter. No one goes there. Who cares?
I was there yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As was I.
So Tara goes there.
They got two people here over there.
My mother and father live there.
Maybe we need to open up a brewery in Hamtramck.
There isn't.
There is not a brewery in Hamtramck.
You could be the first.
There's probably a lot
blue
of collar
bars in Hamtramck. That's
Polish bars.
No, not in 2015, no. I think Smalls when I go to Hamtramck.
I don't think is White Star still there?
It's there. I don't know if it's open. That's a Eastern European bar, though. That's Romanians.
Yeah, my buddy got kicked out of White Star years ago.
What's your buddy doing at White Star?
I'm definitely,
that's like 1997 call.
I'm definitely open to the bars in Hamtramck because Detroit City FCs could be playing in Hamtramck.
Oh, yeah. You know,
now,
we
so.
Haven't talked about that stadium. That's been in the works. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
We might maybe we'll talk about it tonight. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see.
Who knows? We'll see.
It's an ongoing story.
Anyways, back to my little anecdote.
Wait, What was the anecdote?
What was the anecdote?
I got banned from a Facebook group.
Oh, we weren't talking about that.
Oh.
I
was going to ask.
And Dan was going to say, just get off social media.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You said you were going to.
I felt like it. So
you should.
This guy was trying to sell it, and he posted on Craigslist that he was selling KBS. And so what people did was is that they started trolling him by, you know, getting his phone number. So they got his phone number. So they posted his phone number. And then they got his email address, so they posted his email address. And then they got his, what do you call it, his business information, the stuff where he works, and posted all that information, including, like, his work number, his address, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm like, I think this is going a little bit too far.
All in the name of beer.
All in the name of beer.
All because of how much he was trying to sell it for.
Yeah, all because of how much he was trying to sell it for. Whereas you could just say no and thank you, have a great day, or no, fuck you, get away. But
or
no,
just not respond.
Exactly. But you had to not only, you know, basically call this guy out on social media, but put his information in there to where literally the exact message was, let's release the flying monkeys on this guy. So literally a call to action to mess with this guy, call this guy, text him, email him.
Makes no sense.
And fuck with him. I'm like, that's how was that? So I got banned because the guy who runs it was like the guy who was starting the entire doxing promo.
Oh, what a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. Very, 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 very prominent. So I can't wait for the day that I actually get to meet him in real life at one of a random
Do you know
brewery.
Who he is, like what he looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Like that? Oh,
yeah.
I hope
so
I'm there too. He'll look at you, then he'll look at me and be like, oh, I'm
fine. So he's blocked me on Facebook, so he didn't even know I was talking. So somebody else had to tell him everything I was saying.
Good Lord.
So then he doesn't know about the other account that I have on Facebook that's in the group. So I'm just like all the shit that he talks about me,
boy.
Thinking that I'm not reading it. And I'm like, oh, you're a cool guy. Like, oh, that's very nice.
Social media at its best. Right? Is this how people act?
That's how people act in the beer community.
Oh.
You know, I bring those kinds of people.
I haven't met any of these people. I need to meet these people, apparently, because...
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No,
yeah, I do, because they won't talk like that to my face. That's the funny part about it.
Like, Dan's one of those guys, if you're going to get into a bar fight, you want him on your side.
Yeah.
You want to talk about fun bar fights. You ever had a candle thrown at your head?
No.
Like, I didn't get hit, but the wax, like, hit my face. It, like, burned my whole face.
Oh, gosh.
Also, like, when they threw out the wax.
The wax,
came
like,
off.
Good times.
You know, I haven't had that happen to me yet. I'm hoping I can go through my entire life without having that
story.
I'm
going to be the only guy that says good times. You'd be like, yeah, I got burned in the face with candle wax because
good
the
times.
Got thrown at my head.
In a hostile manner.
So here's the question. Did you deserve it?
No, it was like a 50-50 thing. It was, yeah, you know, it was just, I didn't deserve it. Yeah.
You, usually when it's a 50-50 thing, you probably deserve something, but maybe not that.
Maybe not all of
is
it.
That,
oh, I didn't, who cares? It's kind of awesome.
Obviously, you have a story to tell, so you're a little more happy that you have a story to tell as opposed to anything.
It's an awesome story.
So that's going to do it for right now. We're going to take a quick break. We got some beers to try tonight. We're going to be drinking some...
Ice House.
Well,
oh, I can't wait. Are you going to pour some of that for us?
Do you want some?
Yeah, give me some Ice House.
We're going to be doing...
we're going to slum it up.
Metal Beers Part 2 because we got Trooper 666, and we're going to put it up against Permanent Funeral. And we've got Queen of Tarts from Odd Side Ales, too.
Oh, we still have
really?
Tarts? We had that Joker from last. We had
the
Joker
word
last.
Tarts?
Tarts, yes. Like sweet tarts.
We can see Dan drink some more ballast
of the
point.
Moon.
Taking away my fun, Ken.
That's exactly what I do. I'm here to be the conscience of the group, apparently. So we're going to be right back after this couple songs. We are back with episode 12 of the Better on Draft podcast.
So I noticed some awesome bottles over here sitting by me.
Yeah, I know.
What do we got going on?
Obviously, I didn't pour myself the beers. I'm like, oh no, I don't have my beer in front of me. So we're going to be doing Metal Beers Part 2, where we're only going to be drinking two of the beers. We did not bring badass beer again.
Two that I think are the best from when we did this before,
yes.
Which we thought.
Yes. I was the one that felt that Trooper was better than... Permanent Funeral.
And you got scolded on social media.
On Untapped. Yeah. On Untapped of all things. That I found Trooper was better. So we have Trooper, the new version, which is 666.
Yep. This is their test. It says limited. It's their test to see if this should replace
the
other
Trooper.
Because the biggest complaint was it's a little light. English ales are usually light on the alcohol. That's the thing about it. But, you know, they're a worldwide distribute of this, not just in England. So I think that's the whole thing behind it.
Yeah,
is this in honor of Star Wars?
No, this is an Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Okay. I don't know, Stormtrooper. Sorry.
So. I know, I forget you're new.
You're new.
Damn, be nice.
I am nice.
Are you into progressive metal at all? Progressive rock?
Here's the thing, they're not even progressive rock. Their new album's progressive.
I'm unfamiliar. The album
Truth.
Nice way to say it. I'm unfamiliar.
She's a big fan of Limp Bizkit, probably.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Maybe a little bit of Linkin Park.
No.
Fort Minor.
What's your favorite band? Before we get into these beers,
talk about it.
Oh, we're going to get into something ridiculous. Like EDM. What's your favorite EDM DJ?
What?
Oh, I'm going to get hit.
If you can see my face.
Jess hitting me. Jess is going to go
Dan
from hitting me
to my face.
Tara is going to
kill you.
No, I'm not.
You're so sweet.
Thanks.
You're so sweet. Thank you for not murdering me. You are so sweet.
She just gave Dan the look just now.
She's giving all of us the look.
Hey, I'm the nice one. What are you talking
really
about?
Deathly the look.
Who's your favorite power metal band then? Obviously, you're into something like that if you're not into everything else.
I prefer Psycho Stick.
I'm a Sabaton.
That's more of a humor core than power metal.
Power metal, Sabaton, Blind Guardian's great.
I like Halloween.
She had to Google it. Halloween is great. They're old, but they are great. Googled this.
Gamma Ray and Dragon Force and Rhapsody.
Dragon Force. I just saw them 2 weeks ago.
Camelot. Did they play Through the Fire
and
Flames?
They did. The last song they played. But God, they opened for Camelot.
Well, that's like half their set list probably.
No, they played for almost 90 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It wasn't a normal opening thing. They played as long as Camelot did.
Huh.
Want to start pouring those beers, Daniel?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what do we want to try first here? Let me get
I want to try the Permanent Funeral first because it wasn't in your hands.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
So Permanent Funeral out of Three Floyd. So it was interesting.
So you can hear my keys.
Today I actually saw on Facebook two different beer stores selling one was selling Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth from Dark Horse, and the other was selling Alpha King and Gumball Head and a few others from Three Floyds. Mind you, what do you call it? Bourbon Barrel Plead the Fifth is not distributed in Michigan or anywhere because it's only from the brewery itself. And then Gumball Head you can't get legally in Michigan, so they were trying to sell it. And it wasn't like these were like backhouse deals. These guys were posting it on Facebook. Like on Facebook, hey, we have Gumball Head. And I don't understand how someone could be so naive in
regards
to...
Only $19.99 a 12-ounce, right?
I think they were selling it for like,
Prohibition
$6 to $10 for a 12-ounce of Three Floyds.
Wow.
$6 to $10.
That's a lot for still.
Well, most of those six-packs cost $10 from the brewery, it's about, you know... maybe
I know when you've picked it up for me, it hasn't been expensive.
No, it's always been $10. Like every bomber is $10 for the most part, and every six pack is $10. You know, it's very, very simple sales pitch in regards to the beer that they sell. It's $10 for this and $10 for this. But yeah, you can't get it legally in Michigan. But this beer store was actually trying to sell it.
Hey, I got this. It's terrible.
That's illegal.
Yeah, besides that, we're going to gouge you while we're doing it.
Well, so you look at that, and there is people. Now, mind you, I'm the one defending the $50 bottle of BCBS because you can say no to it. But when you're trying to sell.
It's also legal.
Well, when you're trying to sell beer, that's not only but you reach a competition positive. Like, you have competition, a positive over all of their competition if you try to sell it because no other place can technically sell it. So it's unfair advantage to all these other places that you're trying to sell these beers, whether you gouge or not. The fact of the matter is that if you are looking just for one bottle, you'll probably buy it because it's a lot cheaper than trying to find it, unless you know someone. But, I mean, a lot of people don't have that someone that they can go to, that someone that's easy.
Yeah,
you know,
the clubs don't have a way to just be like, hey, Ken, pick me up some Three Floyds when you're in Indiana.
Well, that's
or Ohio.
And that's the thing, though, is like even like my guy, when I'm doing beer trading and stuff, you know, with him, it's still, you know, $3 to $4 for a trip just to go see him in regards to gas.
Right.
So even with cheap gas prices these days, but if I can go around the corner and spend that $4 and just get the beer without having the hassle of time and stuff, I'll go do it.
Per bottle, you drop $4. No, that's a lot. That's like bar prices.
It all depends on what I'm buying, though. It's, again, do I find value and do I find it that much? A bottle of Gumball Head? No, I'm not going to spend $6, $7 for a bottle of Gumball Head. I'll wait till I get it and then I'll enjoy it. But I don't need it. Whereas everybody wants Bourbon County and creates that.
Let's say Gumball Head's good, but it's not like this go wait in line for it.
No.
None of I can't think of any other beers that are like that.
For Three Floyds?
Yeah.
Dreadnought?
Which definitely. I haven't had, of course.
One of their top ones. Zombie Dust, a lot of people will drive to Three Floyds if they know they have Zombie Dust.
They sell it in Toledo, though. If you check their thing, they distribute it in Toledo.
They so do, if but you can find it's, it. Yeah, that's the hard thing. And I've been to a few of the major beer stores in Toledo, and I haven't been able to find Three Floyds there.
Is it out all the time, though, the Zombie Dust? Or?
No, Zombie Dust. Well, Zombie Dust is technically year-round, but in regards to finding it, it's not like every day you could go buy it.
I gotcha.
Like you have to wait for the next distribution because it gets eaten up so quick.
Makes sense. It's popular.
So, but that's what most Three Floyds in Toledo though is that the second it gets put on the shelves, it's gone.
Understand? Well, yeah, they're good. I mean, you can't deny they are a good brewery.
Yeah, they don't growler there either. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. That's terrible.
They don't growler, and then you're only allowed to go 2 cases of beer volume.
Are they that small of a brewery that they can't afford to sell you that much? Or?
No, they do it to create the ability
the artificial inflation of bullshit.
No. They do it so that other people can purchase the beer because you have people like me who, let's say, 6 years ago or so when I went to the Peterson in Chicago to bowl.
Right.
I went to Three Floyds on the way back. In Indiana law states, you can't buy more than 1 keg in volume of beer per day. So I had 4 people in my car, I bought 4 limits of beer.
Oh, yeah. You did one of those things.
Okay. I did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But the fact of the matter, that's why they don't do it anymore, is because people – I wasn't the only one.
So they don't want you walking in there and buying out the inventory.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Because people do travel. Mind you, they are in a perfect place that they're only an hour outside of Michigan, 45 minutes outside of Chicago, to where people will drive to that area just to get the beer.
I should give them credit for that then. So they're stopping people like we see online.
Yes.
With the 22 cases of hipster brunch.
They're not creating their own – hype or their own demand. Their
artificial hype. Yeah, we talked about it. Like one of the first shows we talked about that.
Yeah,
and I was actually pretty mad about it.
They're making sure that people get their fair share. So they're creating bottle limits just like we have here, you know, in regards to going to 8 degrees and you only can buy 1 bottle of one thing or 2 bottles of something. You know, it's to make sure that everyone gets a fair thing because, you know, one guy is going to show up an hour, you know.
Instead of the Vega Market, no limit on the BCBS, and people hoping while they're in line that they get, all right.
That they get everything.
No, actually, hoping the guy in the front doesn't buy them all.
Well, yeah, that's the crazy thing, too. And, of course, then he can go around and flip it just because it could be that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's first in line. You know, you look at, we were talking earlier in regards to NXT tickets for sale and, you know, how quick they were for sale, sold out and on StubHub for $150 than what they cost.
I'm glad you brought that up. I meant to, because we were talking to Zach before we left there. Why do pre-sales like that exist in 2015 where everyone can get the password and everything? That's terrible. That just shouldn't exist anymore.
I didn't know it happened. That was my problem.
Well, that's the thing. The problem, because you didn't know it happened, you're now out when they went on sale.
When they went on sale today.
Yeah. And you can't get them because all that happened. Same thing happened with Faith No More, actually, back in April. Their pre-sale, they put all the tickets up, and they all sold out in the pre-sale, so you couldn't get any during the actual on sale. It's like, all right, what's the point?
What's
the point of the normal sale?
Yeah, and they had their pre-sale password on their website, so everyone just went and bought all the tickets. And then, Friday rolls around, you can't buy any.
I would understand if you give the password to people in your freaking fan club.
Iron Maiden does that, and they generate Iron Maiden's fan club, which we're going to get to this beer shortly.
Yeah, well, we got
generates a unique code.
They
send you a unique code that only works one time to buy tickets when they do their pre-sale.
Bare Naked Ladies does that too with their fan club, and even though they're not selling out places like Iron Maiden will or
Iron Maiden draws 100,000 people most countries.
But the thing is that the fans, the people who are in their fan club, are the ones who are going to get the better seats because that's who they want to have the better seats. You know, whereas for me, even though I'm a big fan of it, I just want a freaking lawn seat so I can just chill out and listen to the music.
Yeah.
They're not music where I want to, be up close and all screaming hardcore, oh, my God.
And then you can't even get a balcony seat at Royal Oak Theater for for a show you wanted to see because of
the I'm not going to be in the pit at Flogging Molly or whatever. You know, I'll be. You'll see me in the mezzanine or in the balcony drinking a Guinness.
Yep.
And listening to kick-ass music. So
well, that was like I went there to Billy go. Talent yeah. 4 years ago
right.
or so, and I was like, oh man, I'm excited! I get to go in the pit because that's how I met our friend Jock.
Yeah.
Is I ran into him, literally ran into him. Mind you, I'm a big guy.
This guy is a big guy.
He's got about 100 pounds on me. I ran into him and flew off in a mosh pit. I'm like, who the hell did I hit? And we had known each other briefly through mutual friends, but that's how, like, so we both went to the concert. We went to the mosh. We realized we were not, like, we are not as young as we used to be
yeah.
in regards to being, like, 18 and full of energy. We were drunk and not full of energy, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
But I was able to sit back and enjoy it. And then, of course, St. Andrews started throwing on their strobe lights. And
oh, of course.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
It's like yeah. going to Covenant where there's no strobe lights all night. And then you walk in and they
was
turn
on. Was that at
on.
Smalls?
Yeah, that was at Smalls.
Yeah, I walk in. It was fine,
Smalls
though. Because
has no strobe lights
they,
in
they,
their
what
setup.
Do you call it? Their light setup, just like Prodigy, it was a light show. It wasn't strobes to strobe.
Right, yeah.
That's the difference. And that's, you know, in regards to me is I can't handle strobe lights because I'll probably die. But in
yeah,
regards
we don't want
to
it's like
yeah.
City Club when they only had the strobe light and nothing else.
Yeah, and then like a minute and a half later it's still going and you know you and Brian have to take me off the dance floor so I don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely an
City
interesting
Club.
Night.
City Club.
City Club.
Those are the days.
Have you ever been
yeah.
to City Club?
No.
No.
Where is that?
It's it is a
Bagley and Cass.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
it's right down the street from the MGM
that
Grand.
Was third and Bagley.
Okay, so
it's Bagley and Cass.
Bagley
is
Cass.
It right at the corner?
Yeah.
Yep.
The last concert I went to in Detroit was at the Majestic.
Okay, so this would be about a mile and a half. Would you say, Dan?
Well, yeah, you'd have to go south on Woodward.
Yeah.
And head head west.
West.
Yeah.
West
yeah. Go down
Cass
like Grand
Bagley?
River to
yeah.
Cass and head south
so,
on Cass.
So this
yeah.
is actually like right down the like the block or two away from the Rosa Parks Transit Center.
Yeah, it's literally yeah. across a street, like the
yeah.
adjacent. Gaslight, a parking lot
yep.
in the Rosa Parks is
yeah.
right there, is where it's
yeah.
at. Right across from where DT's headquarters is,
yeah.
you guys took away our parking structure.
I can picture
which
all of
has been there. Ken, you remember the parking structure, right?
Look, yeah. okay. I,
yeah, the old parking structure.
I blame Nick.
You're going to blame me. You're going to blame MGM.
The second floor.
That's MGM's
oh,
parking
Lord.
Structure. Thank you
the
very
old,
much.
That's where I had my first King Cobra.
That wasn't MGM's.
Wow.
That was someone.
No, that's MGM's parking structure.
Well, there's no
we're
parking structure.
We're not allowed
structure.
To park on no. the first few floors.
Our parking – no, Nick, here's the thing. Parking structure is gone because DTE bulldozed it.
Oh, then this is before I joined.
To create their
yeah.
To create their HQ.
Working.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was amazing.
This was
that was
what, 10 years
then.
Ago.
Oh,
10
yeah.
years
that was
ago.
Was that was
I was in junior college at the time.
Place
so.
To be.
They bulldozed your first King Cobra memory?
They bulldozed my first King Cobra memory.
I'm so
wow.
Sorry.
I'm not.
Okay.
Where even the security guards are drinking. It's like, all
yeah.
right,
yeah.
some good times. Here
yeah.
we go.
Permanent funeral, guys.
It's good. I'm drinking it right
like
now.
It,
I'm almost out.
Yeah.
I'm almost out. Do we have any more?
Do we do. We have a little bit.
I know.
I
think Ken, on
more?
One of your
well, I want my
several
trooper,
trips to
so.
Free Floyd's for your
oh,
actual
I'll
job.
I want the trooper. So.
Oh,
I
we think, want the trooper. Oh.
Yeah, I'll take more
yeah,
of the trooper. Go
so
on,
I think some of your endeavors to Indiana for your actual job, you've actually stopped at Three Floyd's, and you've actually picked me up a couple bottles of this stuff, and I really like this stuff. I still have a bottle, a bomber at home, just waiting.
Well, I remember when we were talking about this was episode 2 when we did the metal beers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like 10 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, permanent funeral's like number one. And Ken just like happens to be like, oh, I have
yeah.
one right here. I'm like, all right. It worked out kind of good.
Well, yeah, because I looked in my little cellar, a.k.a. just a box.
A box. A
cardboard
box.
Is it a cardboard? It's a cardboard box.
I haven't been to your house in a while. So
it's a cardboard box on top of my dog's old kennel.
I was going to say Bob on top of Milo's kennel.
Yeah, on top of Milo's
no,
kennel.
Tara doesn't know. We have the same type of dog, same colors.
Same everything.
One's name's Bob. One's Milo.
They're both
the other one's named Milo.
They're both
Bob
jerks.
And Milo.
They're both
they're
jerks.
Both jerks.
They're jerks.
Those damn Dachshunds.
Dachshunds.
I was actually
Dachshunds?
Looking because I just realized
I'm not very good with
Dachshunds.
Yeah, Dachshunds.
I just
my sister would kill me.
I just realized on Monday I'm going to be in Indiana. I'm like, oh, I wonder where I'm going to be in
Dachshunds.
Indiana. I'm going to be by Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
For Christmas?
For work?
Oh.
Yeah, so like Monday I'll drive down to – oh, wow. I really need to look more into this drive. It's supposed to be a two-day trip, drive down and drive back. Then again, I did go to Pittsburgh.
Wait, what? Where are you going? Louisville?
Pretty much. It's like if I said I was going to Detroit, but really I was in Warren.
Okay, that's fine. So, I love Google mapping, so I'm going to do that.
Okay, well, you have fun with that, Google mapping.
Yeah.
I just, speaking of Google Maps, there was someone posted on social media. Sorry, Dan.
I didn't say anything. You give me this look and this voice like I saw something.
That someone posted like a Google location that some tree owns the space around it or something like that.
Tree.
I hope to God it's a
freaking
joke.
This is what you see
on
social media.
Yeah,
so welcome,
I know.
Welcome to 2015.
A bunch of trolls. That's basically what it is.
Social media has turned everybody into a skeptic about everything.
Well, actually, you know, it's
turning into a keyboard warrior. It's
funny.
Hey, Dan, don't insult me because I'm going to tell everyone your phone number. And then
I'm a six-degree black belt. Right. Oh, you want to fight in real life?
Ken, it's actually funny that you bring up – I'm going to just for 30 seconds, bear with me.
All right, we'll
start
counting.
Oh,
you have to count. Go, Tara.
We obviously have the event that happened in San Bernardino about, you know, that unfortunate
yes.
event.
Oh, here we go.
But they're starting to use Facebook to do background checks and – on these people that do these kinds of things or when people come into the country.
That's not surprising. People do Facebook background checks for if you're getting a job.
Oh, I know. Why else do you – but that didn't
– Are you kidding?
That didn't make me change my profile picture.
We were looking at hiring a few people at my work, and the first thing I did was what do you call it? I guess the proper term would be Facebook stalk them.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and this guy actually had mutual friends with our friends, Martin and Chris.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how the hell did they he went to Luna all the time.
Oh.
You so told me this story. I remember this. Yeah.
So he knew Martin and Chris. So I messaged Martin and Chris. I'm like, tell me about this guy. They're like, I don't know. I met him a couple years ago. He was nice, and we drank. And I'm like, all right, that's fair. I mean, what else are you going to do at Luna is drink and play pool.
You're going to drink, play pool, and if you're there on a Tuesday night, watch the music video.
Well, okay, they haven't been open in Tuesday in probably a decade.
Has it been
about 8 years, or probably about 7 years.
It was probably one of the last few times I was actually there.
I mean, Ken was there the last time they were open on a Tuesday.
We used to go there a lot on Tuesdays because it was after.
That was like our industry night.
I did. Yeah, no, you were there the very last time they were open. I remember it was like me, you, I think Bob was there, our friend Bob. You see once in a while.
Not the dog.
Not my dog. Yeah.
So I just finished the Pyramid at Funeral. I'm definitely excited for Trooper now.
So I'm drinking some of this. I love this. This is a great beer.
Do you taste the habaneros?
No. The habanero beer is right here.
What about five cups?
You taste
the habanero? He's got five cups. He's got one in front
ice house.
Of him. The ice house.
One empty.
He actually poured him ice house.
Yeah, he wanted it in an ice house.
I was drinking
poured him
it.
An ice house.
Who cares?
I really like this beer, Ken.
Which
one? Don't make fun of the habanero right now.
She's a little touchy on the habanero subject.
The most recent one that you poured.
Oh, Trooper. Yeah, Trooper. Oh, yeah. Six. We're drinking English ale now. It's perfect temperature right now, too.
Has it warmed up a little bit?
Yeah.
That's why I wanted permanent funeral first because I just pulled Trooper.
You don't drink it cold. You drink it cellar temperature, which... You guys like this. I'm going to bring a surprise next week. We're going to have some good times. I know you probably won't be here.
No, I'll be in San Francisco.
You're coming back, though, right?
Maybe.
She's not coming back.
She's done. Two episodes in.
Oh, coming back
off.
After? Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm not coming. I thought you meant like you're coming back on Christmas
for this show.
I mean,
no, you're coming.
Yes, I'm
okay,
coming back
well,
on the
you're
going
to miss out. I got a good surprise for next week. You'll find out next week. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
You'll have to listen to the show.
I will.
I'll save you
SoundCloud.
I'll
save you
one.
SoundCloud.com/podcastDetroit. And then there's a playlist for us that I don't know the official title.
Who cares?
But, I mean, it's long. It's long. But we got about 5,000 listeners for this past show.
We do.
So pretty excited to see. Definitely tell your friends.
Thank you all to those that listen every week. We really do appreciate it.
Well, you know, even more so, the reason we can do this show, the reason we can drink on a Friday night with some friends, some new friends, talk beer and talk beer news is because of our sponsors. And Three Nicks Scoreboard, definitely one of our favorite sponsors. They have a Christmas party going on right now.
It's literally right now.
Man, I got drunk there. Was it last Sunday we were there?
We were there last Sunday. We had our KCBS.
KCBS?
I got drunk.
BCBS.
I'm not going to lie.
You did?
Did
you get a candle thrown at you?
No. It wasn't. No, okay. Not at this bar. Definitely wouldn't be that bar.
Definitely not that bar, especially at that time.
Middle of the afternoon on a Sunday.
You're right. That would not happen. When we got in there, it was like dead silent.
Oh, God. And there were a lot of people there.
It was fucking hot as hell in there.
It was. I walked in. I was like, what the hell?
I was going to say, maybe the waitress threw a bottle or a candle at you, but she was too busy doing everything.
Yeah, she was too busy, like, working her butt off.
You really got to give it to the wait staff at three.
She's yelling for my order from the bar. She noticed I walked in yelling to me from the bar. I was like, oh, all right, I'll take this.
But the we had wings while we were there. The food
wings
was
were good. Yeah.
The wings were pretty good. The beer kind of was
upset.
Good.
That's important.
Kind of upset I didn't get the Polish burger, but you know,
that's why didn't you? I was hoping you were going to order that.
Did you want to see it? Yeah.
So you know, Ryan and Nicole, they're holding down that fort pretty strong, and they got a good place over there.
I was hoping to see them. I was disappointed they weren't there, but I can't expect them to work on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, well, with three kids.
Well, yeah, she's been on maternity leave for 4 years, so. Yeah.
But if you're in the Allen Park area, stop at Three Nicks.
This is the Downriver area, period. It's right off the freeway. Yeah. It's right off of Southfield, and it's right off of 75. No,
it's
right
literally
off
right off of Southfield. It's like you get off of Southfield, it's right there.
It's like the very first thing you see when you cross into Allen Park, the border. Once you cross the Allen Park border, it's right there.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
What city is that?
Oh. This is in Allen Park.
Okay.
We got to leave
Van Born and Southfield. I thought you meant like after you leave Allen Park.
No, when you get on Van Born and Southfield freeways.
Yeah,
literally right there.
Got to cut her some slack, guys.
It's okay. She's new to the
area.
She's
new to the area.
She'll learn.
Yes. I'm really new, guys. Like, you should
expect
this is
people
my
that live in Ann Arbor.
Day.
Wait, you're actually counting the days?
Well, it's pretty easy when it's 14.
And when you hang out in Ann Arbor.
I mean, it's not like I'm saying this is my, 10,000th day in the Metro Detroit area.
Once I hit, 30, I'll stop saying the actual days. Okay. This is my 22nd day.
Well, I mean, Dan turned 30, 15 years ago.
Something like that. It's been a while.
How many days have you been in Metro Detroit, Dan?
I don't know.
Have to discount your time in South Africa?
Well, that and D.C.
South Africa.
Yeah. Mm. Those times,
Oh, man.
So
I don't know. I've worked everywhere.
Go on, Tara.
No. I was thinking of English cask ales. I spent 6 months in London, and I did not do it right.
No, you didn't do it right. And this is why I'm kind of disappointed you won't be here next week. Because I've got as close to a cask ale next week I'm going to bring in that we can get without
an actual
having a
cask.
No, as close as I can get without having a cask.
Are we seriously?
Oh, when you drink this out of a cask, you would be amazed with the trooper out. Oh.
Are we seriously going to have friends here next week?
Why not?
It's a Christmas show.
I spoiled the surprise.
So we also have Finesse Liquor, who is one of our major sponsors. Definitely a great beer store, liquor store, full on party store. For those of us Michiganders, for those not in Michigan, a party store is basically where you go and you buy liquor, wine, beer,
chips,
snacks, everything, really. I'm sure they probably have milk there and a few other things.
Milk?
I think they do.
Oh, yeah. Most
Can
party
some
stores,
bread?
Most
Can
party
some bread
stores
there?
Will have like
yes, bread.
A little milk, a little bread.
Some white bread.
Some party stores even have a little deli inside.
The good thing about Finesse is that they have singles?
Oh, yeah.
They have singles.
That's the one
thing. Singles Vice House. I'm sure they do, actually.
I'm pretty sure
I don't even know why I'm asking this question.
They have singles of Vice House.
Terrible.
They do on their Facebook, they do post pictures pretty regularly about all the new stuff that they post or release.
You can like them on Facebook, and then they also have an actual friends page, so you can friend Jimmy on Facebook for Finesse Laker out in Warren over at 12 and Shaner.
Yep.
So we appreciate them sponsoring us. As we're drinking, I got Trooper. Tara, you liked the Trooper?
I did.
Did you like it over the permanent funeral or no?
Yeah,
it feels amazing.
Okay.
Nick?
Yeah.
Nick.
I'm going to probably put this up there with permanent funeral. Trooper 666 with permanent funeral.
I like it better than permanent funeral as I just tasted it again.
Well, going back to the, conversation earlier in the night where we talked about hoppy beers, I don't know about the IPA game and whatnot, but
well, none of us are really IPA heavy.
Not IPA heavy, but if you're gonna offer me an IPA, I'm gonna take it.
I think Dan and I are more into the malty type beers. I think you're more into the sweet stouts, the stouts, the porters,
and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
No, not at all.
But I think just with age, you know, you get into the – you really start liking hops a little bit more. And
no.
Year. Well,
no.
Well, then again, I am a little bit older than you, so.
You're like a year older
I know.
Me. It's not like Dan, who's like 10 years older
he's
than
like
me.
He's like 50.
Yeah.
He's like, not even paying attention.
Too busy looking for the beer because he wants
I'm
to
I'm trying to figure out which beer is which. I'm like, I just finished a Trooper.
Did you finish the ice house? Drink the ice house.
Yeah, drink the ice house. It's probably a good palate cleanser.
That's the one.
That's the ice house. That's the room temperature ice house. That's the ice house.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink it right now.
Give me some of the ice house. I might as well. Might as well have some. Just give me the freaking can.
Fine.
Ice room temperature
Tara
ice house.
House.
Can.
She yeah, wants pour some, me some freaking ice. House.
There you go.
Ken doesn't
want to be
finish
left
it.
Out.
I'm gonna give her some ice. House.
Well, that's actually like, not too bad.
No, it's that's not like oh, it's room temperature. It's actually good.
Yeah, it's
not a crazy amount.
Guys, think I'm nuts drinking beer at room temperature. It's like hell.
No, I don't think you're nuts drinking beer at room temp. But the fact that like it's definitely got that lager crisp taste.
Yeah,
it's not. It doesn't taste
yes,
heavy.
Yes, no. She's laughing, so it's going to be a no.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
She doesn't want to say she doesn't like it yeah. because the three of us said we liked it.
No, that's not true.
Oh, here we go.
You okay over
that's,
there?
That's hurtful.
I get that look like every 5 minutes now. What did I do?
You said
just
something
tries
wrong.
To fight me, and then she wants to fight me. I don't know.
No, what? Also, I just have this like picture that I stare at the whole time that says, it's a trap.
Oh, we got Admiral Ackbar.
We can turn it yeah. around for you if you want.
And I just feel
did you
like
say Alu Ackbar.
Admiral Ackbar, you moron.
We can bring up the porn photos that are in the other room.
No,
those are gone.
I think they're under the table.
They're on. Oh,
with the.
Well, I'm not about to go get
the
them,
abnormally. So. Obsessive amount of like cube hair. Or
anyway, so every time you say something, it's just like it's a trap.
She's like, "Oh, he's talking." I either have to hit him or I have to look at this picture.
Oh my god,
that's how I feel about you.
That's how most people feel about me. Oh it's like gosh. Everything I hit you, I have to find something to distract me. But
yeah.
It's all good.
No, it's mostly just like getting in my mind, like. Everything you say is a trap.
Everything I say is a trap. Everything I say
Dan's
is like a
Dan's trying to set you up in the trap. And
I don't know. That sounds like something Dan would do. Dan's definitely – given the opportunity, Dan would definitely troll someone.
Oh, God.
Like you definitely
like
have
24
that.
Hours a day.
You have that mindset that you would do it to prove a point.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm always looking for a way to set someone up just with something stupid.
Yeah, well, I think you would do it with the long con too, where you're gonna like you're gonna
oh,
set up
we've
a
done
joke.
That at your house. Are you kidding me?
Telling someone to drink
the tequila. The straight tequila is we're drinking water for hours, and I'm complaining because I haven't had anything to drink.
Yeah, and then he's passed out in my backyard, and I'm like, why is he passed out in my backyard?
Oh,
because we did this. Wonderful. Thanks, guys. So we're liking the Trooper more than we like the Permanent Funeral for
yes.
the most part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody probably hates us on the internet because Permanent Funeral is supposed to be
waiting
this,
for those
know.
Trolls, baby.
Oh, the internet. Here they
oh,
come.
Oh, man, it's a shame that
here
I'm not
come.
In that. Not
my
in
phone's
that.
Blowing up.
Maybe I'll post on the a different name in regards to how much I liked Permanent Funeral or how much I liked
Trooper.
Oh,
hold on. I can do that
funeral.
Right now from the show Untapped.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We can do this here live yeah. Live radio at its
best. Yeah. Live radio at its best. Somebody on their cell phone.
I have to find the app. I don't even know where. Here we go.
It's under U for Untapped.
I mean, if you're trolling on a Friday night, you really
so
are
did
it, sad.
Anybody watch the Conor McGregor fight?
Oh,
yeah,
my
I watched
a
whole card. That
gosh.
Whole card was great.
Whole card was really, really good.
Fight.
I know Ken and I. We went to Thomas McGee's over in Eastern Market to go watch it. And
I wish you guys would have told me. I would have come down.
I did.
Did you tell me?
Yes, I put it on the.
You made a smart ass remark about going to see the UFC fight, and then you didn't show up.
Yeah.
What about this one? No, I didn't show up at your girlfriend's because I was at that concert.
No, this was dope. Cause it was
oh, damn.
You missed it.
Too busy trolling us.
Yeah. I was trolling.
Ken and
my
I were there with we were there with my girlfriend Tara,
my
wife. Your wife Nana, and our buddy Chris.
Your sister was there,
yes,
too.
My sister. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. We get it. Okay.
Oh, it's still
and,
oh, here we go. Yeah, I brought this up last week. How many times do we have to mention that?
I know Dana had some really mixed emotions about the card in general because all she really wanted to do is see Conor McGregor. as Ken's choking on beer.
I'll tell you what, that Uriah Faber fight, if you guys watched the pre-show.
We were there. We got there around 8:30 or so. So we got there in the middle of the Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, so you saw the main event of
the
prelims.
So we saw the main event. We saw the Uriah Faber fight. Faber looked
I didn't think he won. My opinion, I kind of thought it was like 50-50. Like,
yeah,
been like a split,
I agree.
But
I,
it was a good match. I was impressed with that.
Yeah. But, you know, the card overall was – I thought it was pretty good at least.
So I rated Trooper 666 a 5.
Did you really?
Okay.
Yeah.
He got to rate All Permanent right. Funeral a 1, and then we got to add a bunch of people on Untapped, even though it's not a 1.
Actually, that last weekend, there was a lot going on in mixed martial arts. The whole weekend was pretty big.
I don't know. I don't. My wife has a giant crush on Conor McGregor, therefore.
Well, just to quickly review, Frankie Edgar knocked out Chad Mendes the night before the McGregor fight at Ultimate Fighter 22 finale.
Yep.
Mendes has lost 3 of his last 4 fights now.
He doesn't like Frankie Edgar, man.
Yeah, which includes Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo. So Mendes is not doing too hot right now. But he did take that McGregor fight on 2 weeks' notice. Yep. Obviously, UFC 194, you had McGregor winning in 13 seconds, a brand new UFC.
It's like a Daniel Bryan.
I know.
Time-wise.
I know.
I think he lost in the same time frame.
Yeah. A UFC record in a title fight.
Two Irishmen winning in 13 seconds.
Also that same night, Luke Rockhold, only 2 losses to his record, becomes another dual champion, winning in Strikeforce as well as in the UFC, defeating Chris Weidman in the fourth round.
That actually shocked me.
To win the – I think Weidman's that shocked a lot
great,
of people.
Weidman's great.
He really manhandled Weidman. Yeah. So that wasn't even like a bad fight. Like, it was bad for the fact that he should have beaten Weidman earlier in the fight.
There was some I know we were talking at our table, Ken that the fight should have stopped a little bit earlier, probably in the third round.
Even Dana White didn't like the fighting.
Well, Joe Rogan had some stuff to say about the referees. For those of you that know Joe Rogan or don't know him, he's a very outspoken, very knowledgeable about mixed martial arts.
He was on The Man Show.
He was on The Man Show.
He's also a second-degree BJJ holder, too, so give him some credit. But, he knows his stuff.
I agree with Joe Rogan. I think the fight should have stopped a little bit earlier. Yep. And 2016 looking pretty promising with the title fights already just in the first quarter of the year.
Hold on. Are they making Holly Holm wait until What's-Her-Name's back? This is what I've heard.
So what I've heard, and please don't quote me because I am by far not the mixed martial arts experts as opposed to some other people on our network.
Is it Top Rope Review?
I think it is.
The undercard.
As far as I know, they have slotted Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey for UFC 200. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. That's probably yet to be seen. I do know I've heard that Miesha Tate is probably, you know, due for a title shot. She did earn her, you know, contendership against Ronda, but was overlooked because no one wants to see Ronda beat Miesha
for a third time.
Miesha
Tate's the only one until this last fight has taken her past the first round.
Yeah, exactly. And then now you have to think about, you know, okay, who else is in that division? Chris Cyborg going to come in there?
No, I'm surprised that there's not going to be a fight between Holly Holm and someone, or Holly Holm and Miesha Tate.
Well, that was the thing.
And Ronda Rousey versus someone else.
From what I've heard, Holly Holm's mad. They told her she's not going to fight until the rematch.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some people out there that really believe that she should fight. And I think she wants to fight.
And they're like, nope.
I mean, she's got minimum 6 months off if she has to wait.
That's a long time. Because already, if you look at the upcoming cards between now and probably like the first third of next year, you have Robbie Lawler, Carlos Condit at 195.
That'll be a good fight.
Yes. TJ Dillashaw and Dominic Cruz at UFC Fight Night.
Dominic Cruz is a good fighter.
Anthony Johnson and Ryan Bader for the light
Darth
heavyweight.
Darth Bader.
Speaking of Star Wars, that's going to be an eliminator fight for the light heavyweight title. Yep. And then Fabricio Werdum in Cain Velasquez in their rematch.
Who doesn't like Cain
at 196?
What a fighter he is. You know, he made all those claims that he was sick when he lost to Junior Santos. And everyone was like, oh, he's bullshit. No, he came back and whooped his ass.
Yeah,
so he's like, no, I was sick. I wasn't lying. Yeah.
Tara, do you watch MMA at all? Do you know anything we're saying? No.
I mean, my brother was into it.
Okay.
I know John Cena.
That's wrestling.
So sorry.
Isn't he the 205 champ?
I just decided to sit out.
He's in his 240.
We're actually going to take a quick break.
Yep. Great. Thanks for letting that be the last thing.
That's all good.
We're going to take a quick break.
You're good. Don't worry about it. You're good.
We're going to inform Tara in regards to the Doctor of Thugonomics,
so
John
excited.
Cena.
So.
And we'll be right back in about 10 minutes or so.
Maybe you have to go with the other
side. We're going to overtime.
We're back.
Yeah.
Episode 12 of the Beyond Draft podcast. Me, Nick, Dan, and Tara, the newbie. We were talking about UFC a little bit not over Tara's head. She just doesn't follow, which is fine because I'm sure she watches a bunch of stuff that we don't watch.
She watches EDM DJs. And
EDM DJs.
Text people.
Dan is actually trying to sabotage my entire reputation.
Who is your favorite EDM DJ?
I didn't ask.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Dan, who's your favorite EDM
DJ? I love them
DJ?
All, Ken. I love them.
Sounds like something when you
see,
Chris
you see what
pretty
she
good.
Was doing there.
Chris yeah. likes good.
That's what you say when you have a bunch of kids, and the one who asked who's your favorite is the one you know is not your favorite, but you're like, I love all of you equally.
But you asked my favorite EDM DJ. Chris yeah. Lake's great.
Chris Lake, what kind of right. kind
Swedish
of
Swedish House Mafia? I mean, when
Swedish
they get
House
together,
Mafia isn't
when they
too
get
bad.
Together, really good.
What is Chris Lake like? What is his genre? Of
straight up EDM. I mean, he does all the great things. Like I'm not.
That's like saying straight up rock and roll.
No, he's basic EDM. You don't see. We're going to talk about EDM now.
No.
Nick says no. Tara says no.
No. Okay.
I guess we're going to we're going to segue off of that.
Maybe we could talk about that when we have a whole bunch of us here in the studio next week, and
nobody's caring.
Yeah, who's coming? Like you said,
yeah, who
I have
bring,
no idea.
Kind of like we have a bunch of people. Like who's going to be?
I mean,
here?
We're going to be without Tara next week.
Oh yeah. Also, sorry, guys, can't come next week.
We're going to be without Tara, so we have.
We'll
to
probably never see her again after tonight. She hates me.
We're definitely going to have a strong personality on because I'll probably be running the board.
Yeah.
So someone who's able to talk. So
running the board, she's sitting there like getting mad at us.
She's getting mad at you.
All out of love, Dan. Kind of. No.
Is there any more of this, Dan?
Do you want? So you just said you didn't like it, and then you do like it.
So Dan poured us another beer.
I poured all four.
You want to explain? Because that's the one that Ken's. I'm assuming that's what Ken's asking.
Yes. Yes. We also have the Queen of Tarts too. But
what did you pour us just now, Dan?
Let's see what we have. We have
big
peanut butter CEO stout.
Peanut butter CEO stout. And who's that from?
It is right from Right Brain.
Right Brain.
Never had CEO stout before? Come on.
Damn plebs.
We're
up
talking
this.
About
I didn't know
it.
Plebs invaded this show.
We are on
show.
A radio show,
What's
Ken.
Going on?
Now, CEO stout is definitely one of my favorites from Right Brain. So a peanut butter version of it is definitely something I wanted to try. Mm-hmm. Glad I didn't buy the bottle because it's not amazing, but it's not bad,
it's
though.
It's not. No. I mean, Nick, if you remember, we had that peanut butter one. I'm trying to remember who it was from.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
But it was, like, really good.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously good. Yeah, it might have been Black Lotus.
I think it was Black Lotus.
Or someone like that. Yeah. But, yeah, you can't even taste the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well. Right.
No, it's definitely
that,
a faint
that was at the festival,
peanut.
Yeah. Yeah, it was at the festival. Yeah,
it's a faint nut stout, and it's basically the CEO stout with a faint nut-like taste to
with
it.
With a faint what?
Nut.
That sounds terrible.
A nut taste. Wow. Is
where's your mind, Nicholas? In
apparently,
the gutter.
Apparently in the gutter.
Is anybody else right-brained?
Right-brained.
Right-brained. Left-handed.
I don't
yes.
get it.
Yes.
Left-handed.
I had
yes.
left-hand earlier. That was pretty good. I had their bittersweet stout.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you talking about something else?
I was like literally talking about who's left-handed here.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about left-handers.
Shut up.
Dan, are you left-handed?
Yeah.
So
Dan's
am I.
Left-handed.
So I think we can agree on
so, so Ken and I are
Dana's,
the right
Dana's left-handed.
Yeah, Dana's
too,
left-handed.
So.
Word.
Yeah,
I'm a righty.
She definitely got the regressive gene in my family.
You know the best
part
about being right-handed? Not having my entire side of my hand filled
true.
With ink and lead
that's
from writing.
True.
It makes us look like artists.
No. This makes you look messy.
It makes us look pretty
sounds like,
messy.
I was going to say,
it
that sounds like something
unique.
Someone from Midtown would say.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I lived in Midtown.
And you probably would have said that if you were left-handed.
No.
Do you remember the house you lived in?
Yeah.
That house was a hipster paradise.
I know.
Wow.
They actually,
hipster paradise.
It's funny you mentioned the house. I got an email from our
from the city condemning it?
No, actually, no. believe it or not, there's actually a fundraiser effort going on right now where they actually got a organization to match whatever they raise between now and February. They have to raise 60 grand between now and February.
Is this the frat house you lived in?
Yes, this is that crazy looking pink house that
still haven't seen
it. It's on Alexandrin between Cass and Second.
Oh.
And they got an agreement from one of the historical societies because that house is actually considered a historical house.
No.
And they got an agreement where if they can raise $30,000 between now and February, this historical society, I forgot the name of it,
they need to talk to Urban Rest. They were able to make $30,000.
Yeah, I know, right? Then they would match whatever they raised. And then they would do all the outsides to make it look like a actual historical house.
So how much money have you raised?
I don't
$15.
Well, we had
I don't know yet. I literally just got the email from our executive director over in San Antonio.
We had a kegger, but we lost money on that Bush keg that we bought.
It's oh, the college days.
You guys used to have the great, like, DJs, like, in that back room and, like, the place would be packed. Where was that now?
Yeah. Oh, that's
no, I'm probably the only guy that still goes to frat parties once in a while.
I've been to a couple of them at the house recently.
Well, I'm not talking about your
house. Are there
house
a lot
in
more
general?
People there now?
No.
Now that the Wayne State Sig Pie House is back open, I'll roll over there whenever I get a chance. So like, hey, guys.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I really do, but I'm not even
over
making
there,
this
over
up.
Over there on Virginia Park?
Yeah. Oh, God. That
really?
Road. Yeah. That road. You know, when I was going there back in the late 90s.
Dude, that road
sounds,
is.
Yeah. When I used to drive down that back in the like 1998, though, it really wasn't. Now it's an old brick road that has like hills in it. It's like, oh,
well,
what am I doing?
It's funny because there's actually another fraternity. I don't know if it's like their official house, but it's like a bunch of people that are part of that fraternity that make it look like their house. It's like the psychology fraternity or something like
they
that.
They actually,
I was there. I think it was like right before I graduated. I went there for like a Halloween party or something like that.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh gosh, there were so many freaking people. But they had a party down the street the same night, and I was hearing.
Was it the Sig Pi Halloween party?
Well, I was at the Sig Pi Halloween party, yeah, but I heard about this other fraternity that's like because you know ours is engineer, mine was engineering. This was like more unique, like psychology or psych something. I don't know, psychiatry. I don't know. They have a music one. You know that.
A music
fraternity.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sig Pi Halloween parties, though. Jesus
no, that was Christ. That was pretty crazy. I remember the first time I actually walked into that house. You go into the front door and you turn to your right and it's just a big sea of people.
That room is usually where you do the keg stands.
I think that was probably the room to the left when you first walk in. The one on the right is where the dance floor is.
Yep.
And they had like two DJs and just it was like a sea of undergraduate kids.
My favorite thing, as we're talking Sig Pi parties now, back in the days, like you'd go there and like the cops used to patrol that street because there were many. But the cops are in the basement drinking beer at
I've
the
never
same
seen
time.
That
That's
happen,
some of the greatest things I've ever
I
watched.
Wouldn't
like
doubt
the
it.
Detroit police drinking beer downstairs while they're handing out the free like Bush Light or whatever they have on tap.
MGD.
And the, High Life. Yeah, they used to do jungle juice there back in the day.
That's,
it's like,
No,
it's dangerous.
Now it's
like, I'm going to drive home. I'm like,
Tara's like, ugh.
In the 90s, I wasn't even 21, and I'm driving and drinking.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah.
Now, like,
yeah.
Pink panty droppers.
The 1890s?
Yeah, it's so bad. Also, if I was going to place you guys in a frat at Michigan, it would be the metal frat.
No, what's that?
The metal
frat? It's called metal frat.
You don't know
metal
much
frat.
About Sig Pi, do you?
No, I know nothing about that.
Yeah, well, hold on
a second.
Could you be any more condescending, Dan?
You're an asshole.
You don't know much about Sig Pi, do you?
Dan, I can safely say I know absolutely nothing about Sig Pi. Yeah. I was not in it.
Is that
I'm more of a pumpkin pie kind of person.
Is this metal, Fred? Do they listen to metal music?
I think it was just, maybe.
They listen to Cannibal Corpse?
They listen to Metallica. I thought they were badass.
Maybe some Jefferson Starship?
Look, it was a compliment, Dan. And now, never mind.
Okay, hold on, because, you know, I went to state during the Verve Pipe days, so let's be real. So if we really want to talk about
that. Let's have a bittersweet
symphony
about this.
Did you never down 40 cents?
Oh, wow.
I was there during those days. Down. You got to remember that.
Wow, I'm getting really loud over here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's all right. That's why we have Terry.
You know, last Friday they played in Ferndale. I would have went I would have went to the Verve Pipe show if I didn't have something else to do.
If I didn't have something, hey, you know, I had something. Murder She Wrote was on TV, and I had already cracked open a beer. So.
Murder She Wrote.
Angela something.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't remember her last.
Angela Hutchinson? No, that's Michael Hutchinson from NXS.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You mean the guy that hung himself while jerking off?
I thought that was Keith Carradine.
David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Was that it?
It was Keith Carradine.
I don't know.
Am I messing up the wrong guy?
Oh, wait,
guy?
No. He's from Kill Bill, wasn't he?
I can barely can we get a little bit of a higher? I can barely hear myself or anyone else for that matter.
There we go.
Guys,
thank
you.
She meant to turn my mic off, guys. Sorry about that.
We're getting pretty loud, so I don't blame Tara.
It's the beer we're drinking. So what do you guys think of the peanut butter CEO
stout? I like it.
It's all right. It's mediocre.
Mediocre, Tara?
I wouldn't buy it again.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's good.
Okay, we got the beer I want to talk about.
The queen of tarts.
Queen of what?
Queen of tarts.
Tarts.
So, hey, Dan, why don't you pour that for us?
Oh, did I turn into the?
Because you got all the. Because you have the bottles.
Because you're not running the board.
But if I can, plug one more thing.
Go for it.
We do have one other sponsor that we do want to thank for sponsoring us for now 12 episodes. It is North Center. What's that?
We're on number 12, Daniel.
Hey.
Whatever.
Hey, they're key.
Right.
They would have sponsored us for 12 if I wasn't too iffy on getting them as a sponsor to still work with them offline.
North Center Brewing in Northville, Michigan. They got Barlow's Barbecue coming up 23rd of December, just a couple days before Christmas. Sam Corbin playing live there on the 27th. Darwin Mamassian playing on New Year's Eve.
Remember, that's a person.
That's a person.
Not
a
beer.
Not a beer.
Word.
If you're in the Northville area, check it out. Say hi to Bob and the boys.
I don't know where my beer is.
Apparently, Ken doesn't get the beer. So.
I don't get a Queen of Tarts.
Oh, I thought I gave you.
Hold on.
I know I gave you.
Oh, here
one.
You go.
Yeah.
There.
Thank you.
I was hoarding.
Hold on. I was like, hold on.
Nick was trying to take two. Nobody would notice.
If you're in Northville, say hi to Bob and all the guys over there.
Bob and the guys over at North Center.
They're good people. Bob's great. All the guys over there.
Hopefully they come back soon. They need to come back and talk more beer with us.
Yeah. Maybe we can try and get them sometime in the early next year.
Oh, maybe.
Have to reach out to
them. What are they doing on Christmas
Day?
What are they doing Christmas Day?
Because not only do they work at the brewery, but they also have full-time jobs elsewhere. So
that's I wonder if that's actually the case for a lot of the brewers.
Brand new beer breweries.
If you own a brewery, you're probably not making very much, if anything. You got to be doing something on the side to be getting at least some income into your.
Well, again, I think I mentioned it before. That's definitely a Detroit thing, is like having a side hustle,
a
way to make money other than your normal way to make money.
I have like 4 side hustles.
Like what?
Well, so you mentioned you worked prior to coming here, you worked for North
Grizzly Peak? When I was in school.
That was when, okay.
But right now I have. Well, 3 jobs.
Are they all like food industry at all?
One is.
Well, we know one
is.
Yes.
And then the other one, I do social media for a food truck manufacturer.
That makes money?
Yeah.
I could kind of see how it does, especially in Metro Detroit.
No, this is a serious question.
Are you saying, does
my
job make money?
Yeah.
I make hourly, and I only work like 15 hours a week.
I got you. Okay. No, that was a serious question. Yeah.
Okay.
No, so like you can freelance, and these guys who are like, they're trying to focus on their job. They don't want to have to post all this shit.
Yeah.
So hire me for cheap, and I'll do it for you, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
But
would you do it for us for free?
No. Yeah.
Of course she
would.
She said no right away. She had to think about
that. No, I would.
That.
I would definitely do it for you guys.
She's like, if you dump me, she'll do it for
you guys.
She's
so sweet.
Thanks.
If we get rid of, don't call me sweet.
If we get rid of Dan, she'll do it. That's the sorry, Dan. See ya.
See you later, guys.
We'll bring someone else in. I'm sure we could fill your spot.
Yeah.
Post on Craigslist. Who likes beer? Or we could post it on any of those Facebook groups.
Yeah, I hate maybe to say it. We could do that for any of our spots on the show. I hate to tell you. We could do that for all of us.
I think it replaces.
Want to be our social media engineer?
Yeah.
Do you like beer?
Yeah.
Come on down.
It's going to be me.
I'm going to answer the Craigslist ad.
Oh, yeah. Aww. See, she's already expecting us to dump dumb shit on her.
No, well, it's so not funny. Dumb.
So we posted that Craigslist ahead, and I had three people message me before you. All three,
really?
All three of them either no showed. Mm-hmm. One was a complete and utter stoner, and like, look at me, I'm a stoner. Like, look at me,
Wait, you're a stoner?
Where like all he talked about was weed or shame.
Yeah, like it's like the whole vegan syndrome. Like you can't go more than 10 minutes without telling someone you're vegan.
Hey guys, I'm vegan. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. That's how I felt.
I know people like that.
So I'm like, whatever. It just didn't. Then you like randomly met. I'm like, all right, we'll see if you actually show up.
Yeah, and then I like was like, ah, and ran at you like from like the parking lot.
You
and
like ran?
I ran. I was like, Ken! Ah.
Oh, what was going on? What did I miss?
I don't know what I missed. I was super lost.
I wish I would have saw this. I would have just closed the door.
You would close the door, wouldn't you?
I saw running and screaming. I just saw shut the door.
Man, you're so
never mind. We don't need
Dan,
someone.
I never finished saying all my side hustles, guys.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry.
So restaurant, advertising.
Social media. I quit my advertising job. That's fine.
Oh, wow.
That was in New York. Not my thing.
Is that where you hold us?
In New York.
Yeah.
I knew it.
And then I work for a property management app.
Not a business.
Work for an app.
Okay, it's a business. I'm sorry. It's a business, but it's an app, so it's all streamlined. Like every single time, like when you used to rent apartments, there's the owner, there's the contractor, there's the property manager, and
of course,
it's a shit show.
Well, now there's the app.
Now, yeah, 2015.
What if you didn't have to deal with any of them, and they didn't have to deal with you?
Freaking cool.
No, I need to deal with them because they fuck up my apartment all the time.
Yep. So you just submit it to the app, and it gets fixed after that.
I remember when your home was like low income housing, Ken.
Oh yeah, it was low income housing when we got in.
Yeah. No, I remember when it was because I remember those elevators distinctly. I'm like, oh, there's a window on the elevator to watch the floors go by.
You talk about where Ken and Dana live now.
It used to be back. I'm literally talking 15 years ago now, just exaggerating.
Yeah.
It was fixed income housing.
I can see that. Yeah.
You go in the elevator and you just watch it go by. Well, like, I know where Ken lives.
It used to be a senior home, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was a fixed income place.
You really got to give a hand to all the developers in the city of Detroit right now for taking buildings like that, and because they've done a lot of work in the time.
Oh, yeah, my place looks a lot different.
Your building in particular,
then.
Yeah, it's totally different.
I mean, you haven't even been there for almost a year now.
It's Dan. Yeah,
it's totally different.
It's totally different.
Is it?
Yeah, it's totally.
Well, maybe we'll figure out the Rumble this year.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing the Rumble at my place.
Come watch the pre-show Rumble.
As Tara's wondering, what the hell are they?
That's the John Cena thing.
I've heard of a Rumble. I've heard of the Rumble.
Okay. It's the John Cena.
John Cena won't be there, more than likely.
No, he'll be there.
You think so?
At Ken's house. Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I already talked to him. He's going to be at Ken's house.
Since we're talking
about that,
I was like, is someone going to catch what I just said?
Since we're on the subject, what do you guys finally feel about Roman Reigns being champion?
Oh,
I love it.
I don't watch.
You don't watch it. So
you don't watch it.
That is the person that pushed me away. Listen, if you guys want to talk about this, we can talk about this. You have someone with the experience, the look, the gimmick, the music on your roster that can carry the company. He's NXT champ.
Finn?
Yeah.
Finn Balor?
He's got the look. He's got the gimmick, the music, everything.
My issue, and I agree with Triple H in regards to it, is the fact that you cannot bring him up because he would be brought up as a Band-Aid. And at that point, he would get lost in the shuffle. And I think there needs to be how they brought up Tyler Breeze, how they brought up Kevin Owens, how they brought up the Lucha Dragons.
Neville, even.
You look at they've been brought up properly. Ascension? No.
No. I will say that Dan, you don't watch the WWE so much anymore.
Not since February. Yeah, but listen, here's the thing. you have no one else to give the title to.
No, you
Roman's,
don't.
You, Brock Lesnar should be your probably be your champ right,
right
now.
Right, yeah.
They made, like, they swerved the entire crowd for the fact that they made Roman a fan favorite.
Yes.
And how they booked him is the way they did this, and it was so hysterical to see the same people who hated him just 2 months ago.
And now they love him.
Be all for him just
here's
because
your, here's
of,
the thing, though, because yeah. I watched when you told me about it last week. Dude's only talking about other men's genitalia. He's had two promos and he's mentioning men's genitalia.
Disagree.
He has.
No. I'm not.
Tater tots and whatever he said about Vince McMahon. All he's doing is talking about people's nuts.
Grapefruits. But that was
there.
That
you
was
go. His thing. You can't disagree with that, gosh. Because he did.
No. He says
bro and refers to another man's genitalia. She looks at me like.
It's like, all right, I'm into
as
this
the people
guy.
In the green room are probably thinking, what the.
But that's
what
the truth.
Talking about
there's really no other argument because I'm 100% right on that.
You're correct, but in the sense to where if you take the like pretty much SummerSlam and after, so the match at SummerSlam was really good and comparison of
who do you fight?
Sheamus.
He fought Sheamus at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Not SummerSlam. Sorry, TLC.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, like, TLC.
What was that? SummerSlam was back in August.
The match at TLC was pretty good. The day after was good in regards to his promo with Vince McMahon, his promo with Stephanie, his match again with Sheamus.
I will agree.
So,
that was a good match.
I was
actually talking about promos.
I'll talk about the match at Raw was pretty good.
When
cool.
He starts talking about nuts.
Mind you, I'm comparing it in regards to what they've done since the Tater Tot promo. Up until now, they've really
love tater tots.
Wait, bro, tater tots, bro, tater tots, bro. That's
sounds like Zack Ryder.
I'm gonna go to Mercury and get some tater tots now,
bro.
I
tater
wasn't
tots.
Gonna say anything.
That's all it was. Tater tots, bro.
Some tater tot
bro.
Poutine.
Some tater tachos.
Tater tots.
What are those? What is that? Is this a thing?
Nachos with tater tots.
Is this a thing?
Say, let Tara explain it.
I'm sure. Oh, let's hear about this.
It's. Tater like, tots in the form of nachos.
Dude, they're really
is this
good.
Something
they're,
you guys eat?
No,
it's really, I mean, no, it's
no, you drink
it's at Mercury
it.
Burger and Bar.
No, I said normally. Do you guys normally eat
you
this?
Throw it in a ninja, you push a button, and you see it blend.
A ninja.
Yep.
Do you form
that,
it like
that,
you know, like
a
patty
it.
And cook it? Then?
Turn it into a smoothie.
You throw it in a blend tech blender.
Oh, Lord.
Will it blend? Absolutely.
Yep.
No, of course it will. It's just food. It's not like I was going to say you can blend an iPhone. I'm pretty sure you
can
blend nachos.
Was there one thing that
it's like the last time I went to get my screen fixed, they were like, "We'll fix this."
The last time I went to get my screen fixed, what do you do? Why is your phone breaking?
That's because she has an iPhone.
Well, yeah, there's like a giant crack down the middle. Because and I'm a.
You remember that crack you have in your Android phone?
No, I don't because I've never had one.
Yeah, I do. I don't remember my I. You know what? No, I have to tell you what. I'll as we're kind of finishing up. There's a fun story. So something had happened. We were at it wasn't Steelhouse at this time. It was the bar before it in Troy. It was $9 beer night because every night
Wellington
there was, Wellington yeah
wait, yes $9
yeah
literally $9.
Have you never been to Chicago or anywhere? $9 beer night. Holy, that's normal.
So $9 beer like, oh. Night is a reference to 40-year-old virgin.
Oh.
But the fact of the matter is it was $9 beer
like
night.
Like a Bud Light was $9 or whatever.
So we're joined, and okay. I go to show somebody a picture on my phone, and I go, and I have an iPhone 3 at the time, so this is how long ago it was, and I go, hey, look at this. And he goes and he grabs it, drops it right into a picture of Sam Adams.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. I take it out, I turn it off, and I'm like, shit. So the next
rice.
Day, yep, threw it in some rice. I think I like threw it in the freezer or some
did
shit like that.
Did he help?
So dried out, everything works fine.
Uh-oh.
Nothing wrong with it, no issues, nothing. I'm like, okay, well, that works. So it still works right now. I still have – I had to download like Spotify for like three – or the iPhone 3. They had to make a special software for it. And that's pretty much just my MP3 player from now on.
It's you know, it's funny because I have a 3GS and I use it as my alarm clock.
Jesus.
That's hilarious.
And I have a 5 and I use it as my iPod.
Oh, my God.
And I have an iPod Nano and I don't use it.
Why?
So this is ridiculous.
Because it was a Christmas gift, Dan.
Everyone rips on me. Like, I'm just like, why?
Because they don't make Zunes anymore.
And you yell at me.
They don't make
Zunes. You yell at me.
I did. Did anybody else own a Zune?
I knew one. I knew one other person that owned a Zune.
Well, I know one person now that owned a Zune.
I own a Zune.
Thanks for telling me.
Tara's like wondering what the hell.
No, I know what that is.
I own 22,
guys. That's like back in Palm Pilot era.
Actually, that's
Palm Pilot.
I owned a poop brown Zune.
I actually wanted a Palm Pilot.
Guys, you got your Zune ready to go.
Oh, I don't know where my Zune is now.
You got your BlackBerry?
Did you ever have a Cybico?
Got your BlackBerry?
You know, BlackBerry's still in the news.
Oh, BlackBerry.
You got your Windows phone? What were those called?
they're still there.
What were those called? No, not the ones like Jess has, but the Windows phones like way back. They had like the start button and you pulled out the
stylus.
That
was like a Palm Pilot.
They were kind of like that. I have one from back in the day.
I used to have a phone called a Blackjack that was like that.
I remember that.
Windows. Oh, the blackjack. That took a dive into the water, too.
It's funny because sometimes, you know, we get into the moments where you know, we go to a bar and whatnot, you know, and everyone's on their phones. Why don't we just all just go
back?
That's
usually not me.
Well,
I'm the guy.
I know there's a couple of our friends that do bring it.
Nobody can see you, Dan.
There's a couple of our friends that do bring it up. Like, you know what?
That's why I stopped.
Why you guys talking about phones and whatnot? It's like, you know what? Sometimes I do wish that I just had a flip phone. I couldn't go on the internet or anything like that. It sucks.
My dad has a flip phone. Do you want
to
borrow it?
I go out to socialize. I'm like, I don't sit at the bar to talk to people on my phone. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm at the bar.
Talk to people that aren't there.
Yeah, I'm here to hang out. Like,
there are times
there's not their head. Yeah, I actually agree with
her. For me, my issue
for once.
My issue is that
it's
I have
a joke, guys. They're laughing.
She's gonna punch me.
I haven't had an issue in regards to like using the phone recently to talk to other people while I'm at the bar. My biggest issue now is because my work, since I don't work in an office, my office is my house and everything is done via the internet. Like, I'm always on my phone having to figure out schedule. Like, as I was on the phone earlier today trying to figure out where I need to go Monday for driving and realizing that thankfully it's not a 7-hour drive. It's only a 3.5-hour drive.
Oh, it is 5.5.
I got to go to Chesterton, not Charleston.
Not Louisville.
Never heard of
Actually,
it.
Actually, I know someone from Chester.
Yeah, so it's literally
it.
instead of the southeast corner of Indiana, I need to go to the northwest corner of Indiana.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm not too far away. It's pretty much 94 all the way. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably hit up Three Floyds one of the days before I get home. So hint, hint, wink, wink, guys. Yeah. I'll text you when I'm there so you know
what's. Is this tomorrow?
Monday.
If you guys want anything from a San Francisco brewery.
We will be sure to bring some, you.
Yeah.
Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. If she's going to be out in the Bay Area, we can actually.
Seriously,
are you flying? You're flying? Yeah, we can. Do you mind bringing beer back?
No, I don't mind at all. I'm
assuming you're checking luggage.
Check luggage there, but I check it on the way back.
Okay, nice.
That's what happens when you visit your parents.
See, there we go. That's
so that's going to do it for episode number 12 of the Better on Draft podcast.
This is it till Christmas.
So next week,
7 days from now.
Yeah, we're not going to be taking a break. We will be here on Christmas. We will be here on New Year's. Tara will not, because she is going to go get us some beer. She'll be here on New Year's.
But she's going to be
visiting. So we'll see her next year. We'll see you guys next week.
Hopefully we don't see Jess.
For myself.
Stop.
That wasn't very nice.
That's mean.
For myself, Dan, Nick, Tara, remember that no matter how good you think your beer is, including this Queen of Tarts, this was pretty good.
We never talked about it. It's very good.
I finished it.
We think it's better on draft. Have a good night.
Happy holidays.